Yesterday, we were in the midst of a discussion concerning the merits of tzedakah. With that in mind, we'll be continuing at the very bottom of Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, in Bava Basra. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Kol Harogio Lasois Tzedakah, anyone who is a regular at performing tzedakah, Havion Lo Bonim Balei Chochmo, Balei Oysher, Balei Agoda. The Gemara will elaborate on each one of these. Balei Chochma, sons that are wise, Dichtiv, Yimtso Chaim. Rashi at the top explains, Yimtso Chaim, Uksiv Gabi Chochma, Ki Motsoi Motso Chaim. So you see that Chaim is associated with Chochma. Balei Oysher, Dichtiv, Tzedaka. It's in the same pasuk. We see a reference to tzedakah, and we explained yesterday that one who's rodeif tzedakah will be zechah to have more money to give to more tzedakah causes. And three, balei agoda dechtiv v'chavoid, ksiv hacha v'chavoid. In our context, ksiv hasam kavod chacholim yincholu. What's the association between agoda, the parable or story portion of learning, in contrast with the halacha section, and this description of kavod? So Rashi explains at the top, balei agoda, mitoch shehein darshanin, u'moishchin es halev, since they're public speakers, people who are balei agoda, these are topics that interest the masses, and it draws their attention, hakol mechabdin oisam, the masses grant them honor. It should be noted, though, that Chochmas HaTorah and Kavod HaTorah extend beyond that element alone, but in terms of the eyes of the masses, this is what appeals to them. Tanya. We have a long Tanaic source, as you can see. Our Tanaic sources in the Shas Ozir edition are framed. And we'll note on the side our topic, the Nosei, Hatshuva Lebaldin, the response to the cantankerous one, the one that wants to challenge, wants to challenge the performers of the mitzvah and claim that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself doesn't really want tzedakah. The source begins, Tanya Hoya Rebbe Meir Oimer, Yeshlo Lebaldin Lahashivcha Velo Malach. The challenger can come and try to claim, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if God loves the impoverished, with Neima Eino Mefarneson. So why doesn't he support them? So often people try to come to conclusions about matters of life by just looking out and say, oh, if you see it's this way, it must be that's God's will. There's much more depth to life than just the way we perceive things on a superficial basis. And more low, so you tell him, Kidei Shenitzo Anu Bohen Midina Shel Gehenna. The presence of aniyim in this world is, in effect, a method for us to spare ourselves from severe judgment afterwards. V'zu she'elo shal tunis rupus orosha es Rabbi Akiva. What we've done in the source and the markings here, you can see we've squiggle underlined this section that tunis rupus asks or says to Rabbi Akiva, and you'll notice a squiggle underline a few lines later. And that denotes a give and take that takes place in the source. So, Turnus Rupus, who was a Roman officer, wrought a great deal of damage and destruction and death to the Jewish people. He turns to Rabbi Akiva and says, "Imalokechem oyev aniim hu mipnei ma inoy mefarnesom." If he so much loves the impoverished, so why doesn't he support them? Omarlei, so Rabbi Akiva responds, Kedei shenitzol anu bohem midino shel gehenem, as we said above. Omarlei, adirabo. So Turnus Rupus says back, just the opposite. Zu shemechayvoson legehenem. It's this very fact that people give to the aniyim, which is mechayev, the givers, to eventual punishment. Emshoch mashol, l'mado v'doime. He offers a parable to explain his position. What's this compared to? Lemelech boser v'dam shekos al avdoi, and we dashed underline avdo because we're going to want to contrast this with a point that Rabbi Akiva makes a little bit later. But he claims, this is Tornus Ribus' claim, that imagine a king that became irate with his servant, the Chovshei Beveis Asurim, and commanded that he should not be fed, this servant shall not be given drink, and some gentleman went along and did contrary to the king's wishes, fed him, gave him to drink. And when the king hears about this behavior, this action, would the king not be angry with him? And you, the Jewish people, are called avodim. Shenemar kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. So in that sense, we're avodim, and we're someone who comes and feeds the fellow Jew, is feeding the eved of the king that became angry with him. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, emshal chamashal, give you a mushal in response. The ma'ad avodim, the melech vosav adom, shekras al beno, v'chopsho beveis asurim. In this case, the analogy is to a king that became angry with his son. And likewise, Beno is noteworthy in contrast with the example that Tunis Rupus used of Abdo. He chooses to make the comparison to a son. And what did the son, what happened to the son when the king became angry with him? The Chavshu Beis Asurim, he incarcerated him. It's evil love, like we saw above, Shalom Lachilu v'Shalom Hashkoso, V'Holach Odom Echod v'Echilu v'Ishkeu, K'Sheshom HaMelech. When the king hears that someone is treating his son with kindness, what would the king's response be? Lo Doron M'Shager Lo? In reading Gemara, very often intonation is very important. If you read this without the proper intonation, it comes out to me the opposite. The low expression means, would it not be that he would send him a gift of recognition that you helped my son? The Onu, the Jewish people, Kruyin Bonim, we're called sons of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Dechtiv, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokechem. Amalo, it's Tunis Rupus' response. Atem Kruyin Bonim, Ukruyin Avodim, true, you might be called sons, you might be called Avodim. Bizman Shatem Oysim Ritzoynu Shalmokam Atem Kruyin Bonim. When the Jews are performing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can be categorized as bonim. Ubizman shein atem oisin ritzonu shel mokom, atem kruim avodim. V'yachshov, and now, ein atem oisin ritzonu shel mokom. A very interesting note you'll find in the Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, V'yachshov I atem oisin ritzonu shel mokom, lefi sha'atem begolus. Right, we're in a state of exile. V'atem yecholim lekayem kol haTorah. It seems that only in a situation when we're in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly with the Beis Hamikdash, but Eretz Yisrael is a step above being in the diaspora. For in Eretz Yisrael, it's an opportunity to lekayem more mitzvahs. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar lo, hare hu omer, halo, prois, loroev, lachmechov, anim rudim, tovi bias. Amosai anim rudim, tovi bias. When is it that the anim rudim, we saw Rashi in a previous Gemara, here in this parak, this was a reference to the Romans, the Goyim. When is it that they come and intrude upon us? Hoidno, nowadays. Vikomar, and nevertheless, it says, halo pros leroyv lachmacha, that even under the circumstances of aniyim, merudim, tavi bias, there still is a command to perform tzedakah. So with that, Rabbi Akiva answered Tonus Rufus. Dorash rib Rabbi Shalom, a person's wherewithal is determined at Rosh Hashanah time based on one's actions and behavior of a previous year. He comes to account on Rosh Hashanah, and based on that he receives his income, his wherewithal, and just as that is determined at Rosh Hashanah, so too the losses that a person will suffer during the year is determined on Rosh Hashanah. Zocha, halo prois leroyv lachmecha. The zocha to Rashi uses the expression Yerzocha le mazal tov yitain oisoy chisorun laniyim. Divis zocha to positive determination, then the losses that he will experience will be losses of money through his giving tzedakah. Namely, if he's supposed to lose a certain amount of money during the year, his giving away of his money will be considered the loss. Of course, we don't look at it on an emotional level as a loss in the simple sense, but in the sense that it's less money in your pocket, so it's going to be considered here as a loss. So if that's as Rashi says, that the chisaron that he has to experience in the course of the year will be in the direction of giving tzedakah. However, lo zocha, then vaniya merudim tovi bayis. And there's a story to illustrate that, and we have a long marking indicating the length of this ma'isa. Kiha de b'nei achte de rabon Yochanan ben Zakkai. These are a story concerning Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's nephews, the sons of his sister. Chozo lehu bechilma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw concerning them in a dream. Deba'u lemichsar sheva me'o dinri. That in the course of the year they are going to experience a loss of 700 dinar. Dinar being a currency. Asinhu shokal minayu litzdoka. Asinu, we saw this expression also in a previous Gemara. We said, Godo hama'aseh yosim min ha'oseh, greater is one that causes. So he caused them, asinu, he caused them and to give tzedakah, to take from them money that would go to tzedakah. Posh gabayu shivsar dinri. There remained, by Erev, the next Erev Rosh Hashanah, there remained 17 dinar that they had not given to tzedakah. 17 dinar from the 700. Kimota male yoima de kippuri, shodu de bei kesar. When Erev Yom Kippur came about, the Roman authorities sent to them, to these nephews, naktinu, and took from them. And they realized they were about to experience a loss. Amalu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his nephews, Lo tidchulun, don't be too concerned. Shivsar dinri gabaychu shaklinu minaychu. 17 dinar that are by you, they will be taking. Don't worry about a greater loss than that. Amri le menoyadis, how do you know? Omar lehu chilma chazoi lehu. I had a dream regarding your finances. Omar le vi amai lo amris lon. Why didn't you tell us about this in order that we should give it to tzedakah? How much better it would be to have given it to tzedakah than have the government forces take it? Amar luhu, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai figured, Amino, my calculation was, ki hechi de ta'avdu mitzvah lishma. This way that, as far as you were concerned, you were thinking all the time you were giving pure tzedakah, not giving it in order to save yourself from other types of losses. Rav Papa havisolik v'darga. Rav Papa was climbing a ladder. Ishtamit kare, his foot slipped. Boy lemeipol, is about to fall. Omar hashto, he says, if I would have fallen, hashto kane, if I would have fallen, ichayiv, I would have been guilty. There's now an expression that's a euphemism. It says, man de sonilon, literally, he who hates us. But it's a euphemism referring to himself. I'll read that again. It says, hashto kein, ichayev man de sonilon, namely, I would have been guilty, I would have been received the punishment, kemachale shabosis gerdi avidis kechovim. As you might know, the penalty for a Sabbath violator, someone's machal Shabbos, someone who serves, worships idols, idolatry, is the penalty of skiva. And skiva, the way it's carried out, is has to do with, at first there's an initial falling. The idea of stoning, that that's done only if necessary afterwards. But the idea of falling is associated with stoning, with the penalty of skila. So he's saying that if I would have fallen right now, then fate would have had it that I would have been treated the same way as a Mechal Shabbos and an Oved Avodah Zorah. And this was of great concern to him, and he knows very well that he's neither one of those. Why was this happening? Amar lechio barav midifti l'rav popo. Shema oni baldi adcha v'lo pir nasto. Could be that an oni came your way and you didn't support him. The sanya, and to see the relationship between the non-support of an oni and being chayev like an oved avodah zarah, the following source will illustrate that. Rabbi Yeshua, the sanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, kol hamerlim einov min hatzdaka. Anyone who literally hides his eyes but ignores the opportunity to give tzedaka, kilu oved avodas kechovan. And how do you know that? Ksiv Hocha, regarding tzedaka, says, Hishomer lucha penyeh dover im levavcha belial. We emphasize with the markings, with the dashed line, that word. Uksiv Hosam, regarding an irhani dachas, which is an Avodah Zorah topic. Yotsu anoshim b'nei belial. And once again, worthy of emphasis is the belial expression. Ma'ala halon avodah zorah, just like in the case of the irhani dachas, it's an avodah zorah issue. Afkan, so too in not giving the tzedaka, avodas kechovin. Tanya. We have another Tanaic source, as one sees in the Shas Ozer edition. Tanaic sources are framed. The Nosei on the side, we'll take a look at that, the topic heading. Asiyas Tzedaka, number one, the performance of Tzedaka, Oise Praklitin La'odam B'Shamayim, it creates defense advocates for a person in heaven. Number two, Mekareves Es HaGe'ula, it hastens the ultimate redemption. And three, Shoveres Es HaDovor HaHachi Koshe, it's able to smash, to overcome the strongest of forces. Tanya. Omar Rebbe Lozov, Rebbe Yossi, Kol Tzedaka v'Chesed Shisrael Oisim B'Olam Hazeh Shalom Godol U'Praklitim Gedolim. It creates great peace and Praklitim Gedolim Melitza Yosher, which are the defense advocates. Bein Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemayim Shenemar Koyama Hashem Al Tovo Beis Mazeh V'Al Telech Lispod V'Al Tonod Lahem Ki Osafti Yeshlomi Me'eis Ta'om Hazeh Ne'um Hashem Es HaChesed Ve'es HaRachamim. Chesed Zu gemilas chasodim, rachamim zu tzedaka. We'll take a look at Rashi. Ki osafti es shlomi me'eis ha'om hazeh. Rashi, a little bit more than halfway down the Rashi commentary, says, I collected in my shalom. Ma'u ha'shalom? What creates shalom? Es ha'chesed ve'es ha'rachamim. Shoyu regilim la'asos. The Gemara continues. Tanya, Ri Omer, Gula Tzedaka Shemekareves Es HaGeula, Shneemar, Ko Amar Hashem Shimu Mishpot V'Asu Tzedaka, Ki Krova Yeshuasi Lavo V'Tzidkosi Lihigolos. So you see in this pasuk that performance of Tzedaka, Krova Yeshuasi, my ultimate salvation is close. Hu Hoya Omer, Asor Dvorim Koshim Nivu Ba'olam. There are 10 strong forces in the world. Har, Koshe, a mountain, made of solid earth, solid stone, is a strong material. However, Barzel, Mechatko. And we'll see, as we number along, we'll eventually get up to 10. Barzel, metal, is able to cut stone. Barzel, Koshe, Eish, Mefapo. Though Barzel might be a tough material, the fire can melt the metal. Eish koshe, mayim mechaben oso. Water extinguishes fire. Mayim koshim, ovim sovlim osan. Mayim, as you see, was able to extinguish fire, but the clouds are able to absorb and control mayim. Ovim koshim, ruach mefazrosan. wind comes along and disperses clouds. Ruach kosher, guf sovlo. A body is full of ruach. So a body contains the ruach. Guf kosher, pachad shovro. Person can be fear struck. Can't function anymore. So pachad is said to break a person. Pachad kosher, yayin mefigo. Nothing like a little bottle. A swig of this or a swig of that, and it takes care of the pachad. Yayin kosher, shino mefakoso. Sleep works off the effects of the wine. Umisa kosher, utstoka matzelis mina misa. Dechtiv utstoka tatzil mimofes. Hence the great strength of tztoka. Dosh Rabbi Destoy Rabbiane Bore Eishlo Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosar Adam. The ways of the Kadosh Baruch Hu are not the same as the ways of man. Midas Bosar Adam Odom Mevi Doron Godol LeMelech. Man might attempt to bring a large gift to a king. Sofek mekablenoso heimenu, sofek ein mekablenoso heimenu. Might attempt to deliver a gift to the ruling authority, but who says they'll accept it? The sofek whether they'll accept it or not. The imtim salomer mekablenoso, sofek roe penei hamelech, sofek einu roe penei hamelech. Might be successful in getting your gift to be received by the king, but it doesn't guarantee you'll see the king, that you'll have an audience with the king. Hakadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, odom nosein pruta la'ani, zoche u'mekabel p'nei shechina. By giving a small coin to an ani, he's zoche to have an audience with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shneamar, ani b'tzedek, echze ponecha, esbo b'hakitz temuna secha. That through tzedek, through tzedaka, I will have an audience with you. Rebbe Lozer, yohiv pruta la'ani, v'hoder matzli. Rebbe Lozer's practice was first to give some stock and then daven. Omar, ksiv, ani betzedek, echze ponecha. That first tzedaka, then I'll be in your presence. I'll be with you. That's the tefillah. My esba b'hokitz timunasecha, which was the second part of the pasuk. What is that a reference to? Omar of Nachbar Yitzchok, elu tamidich chachomim she minadedin shino meeinehem ba'olam hazeh, where the hokitz is awake, being awake. One who's menadeh shina, one who pushes sleep off. So those are the Talmidei Chachamim that do with little sleep in order to engage in Torah study. Hakadosh Baruch Hu masbi'on miziv hashchina l'olam haba. And as a reward for their efforts in Torah study in this world, they're zoche to benefit from the heavenly presence in olam haba. We'll take a look at the Rashi. Espo v'hokitz timunasecha b'schar hakitza, in reward for being awake. Esba timunasecha, so they'll have the satisfaction of being in the divine presence. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my dichtiv, malve Hashem chonein dal. What is the meaning of that pasuk? Il molei mikro kosuv, if the Scripture would not have written those words, e efshar laomro, we wouldn't be able to say on our own the following. A very dramatic idea is going to be expressed. So if we didn't have something of a divine nature, namely the Scriptures, to base ourselves on, we wouldn't be able to say the following. Kiviyochol, eved loive leish malve. We'll take a look at Rashi. Malve Hashem chonein dal. Hachoinein dalim, one who is benevolent to the impoverished, nase malve lakodesh baruch hu. It's considered as if he is a lender to the kodesh baruch hu. Once again, what we're about to say, we wouldn't be able to say if not for the fact that you have a pasuk that says this. So as a lender to the kodesh baruch hu, oksi v'eved loive leish malve, that the a love is considered as if he's in servitude to the one who is the malve. Kiviyochol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is duty-bound to one who extends his hand in tzedakah. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv, Loi Yoil Hoin, B'Yoim Evra, Utstoka Tatzil Mimovis, Uksiv, Lo Yoilu Oitzros Rosha, Utstoka Tatzil Mimovis. We have two psukim. And in both psukim, there's a reference to tzedakah being matzil, saving from moves, from death. Shtei tzedakos halolu lama. These two tzedakos, which we have numbered 1 and 2, as you could see on the line before, what are they a reference to? Achas shematzilosa mi misa mishune, the achas shematzilosa mi dino shel gehenem. One of the psukim is a reference to the reward for performance of tzedakah saves a person from unusual, unnatural types of death. And the other pasuk is a reference to the power of tzedakah to save one from harsh judgment in the Olam Haba. That's Dino Shel Gehenna. V'ezu hi shematzilosa midino shel gehenna. Be very careful in explaining the question here. It's which one of the psukim, and we have therefore written that in the, between the lines, which one of the psukim is a reference to the Hatzolah from Dina Shel Gehenna? Answer, Hahu dichtiv bei Evra. The posuk that had the word Evra in it, if you glance above, we even have this dotted underline. That posuk is the reference to the Hatzolah Midinu Shel Gehenem, Tichtiv Yoim Evro Hayom Ahu. The posuk referring to Gehenem uses the same expression, Evro. Now, we have very similar words with a different meaning. The E Zohi Shematziloso Mimisa Mishune. It can't be the previous question of which posuk, because we already know which posuk is referring to the Hatzolah Midinu Shel Gehenem by process of elimination. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking, as we wrote in between the lines, and in the Shas Ozir edition, it's highly recommended to take advantage of the notes that appear between the lines. Which method of performing tzedakah? That's Eizohi Shematzilosa Mimisa Mishuna. Which method of performing tzedakah saves one from the unusual death? The Gemara answers on Omid Beis. Noisna v'eino yoidea l'mi noisna, noitla v'eino yoidea mimi notla. The ultimate form of tzedakah performance is where one gives it, and the giver does not know who exactly the receiver is. And the receiver of it doesn't know who the giver was. The Gemara goes on to explain that these two aspects of the ultimate tzedakah performance are to the exclusion of other methods of giving tzedakah that are found in other sections of Shas. Of course, other methods are fine and praiseworthy, but what we just described was the highest form. So the Gemara explains, Aleph, noisna v'eino yoidea l'mi noisna, the idea of not knowing who the receiver is la'afuke mida mar ukva, to the exclusion of mar ukva's practice. The Gemara explains in Maseches Ksubis, and Rashi relates that to us here, that Mar Ukva used to place tzedakah in the doorway of a particular oni every day. The oni did not know who was giving it to him. However, Mar Ukva knew to whom he was presenting it. And likewise, the Gemara goes on, Beis, Noitla v'eino yodea mimi notla, the idea of that the receiver doesn't know from whom he received it. La'afuke mi de Rebbe Abba. The case of Rebbe Abba is where he would walk through a poor neighborhood with a sack of money slung over his back, and people would come and take from that sack. Rabbi Abba didn't know who was taking because he was walking forward, but they knew from whom they were receiving the money. Horach goes on, V'yela hechi levit, so how should we do it? If these two ways are, though praiseworthy, they're not the ultimate way, so what is the ultimate way? Answer, Leisiv la'arnik ishel tztoka, to present the money to a tztoka fund, a public fund, that the Gabbai Tztoka will take care of the distribution. So you don't know who's going to receive it, and the person who receives it from the fund doesn't know who put the money in the fund. Moore asks, from a source. The source, as we've mentioned before in the Shas Ozer edition that many of you see on your screen, sources are in frames. They're Tanaic sources, and often when the source is multiple lines, you only need one expression in the source to make the point. And we often dash underline those expressions. And even before we go on in the source, you can see what's problematic. We have dashed underlined the expression, Lo yitain odam puto la'arnik yichel tztoka, not to present your money to the arnik yichel tztoka. How can you tell me that that's the best way to perform tztoka? So let's read the source in its entirety. Meisvei. Ma yase odam yulo bonim zechorim. What can a person do to ensure that I'll have male children? Lozer Omer, Yefazer Ma'osov La'aniyam. Distribute money to the poor. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yesamach Ishto Ledvar Mitzvah. To create a sense of simcha with one's wife before they are to be together. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Lo Yitain Odom Pruto La'arniki Shel Tztoka. Elohim came Emuna Olea to Rabbi Hanina Ben Tradya. Unless the one who's in charge of that particular fund is of the caliber of the great Rabbi Hananya ben Tradya. Well, the question that is confronting us, as you mentioned before, the ultimate form of tztoka is giving to a kupach for tztoka. This source says one ought not to do that. The Gemara answers, Ki ko amrinon, when we said previously that giving to an arnik yishel tztoka is the ultimate form of giving, that in fact is dimemani alo kirabi Hananya ben Tradion, when the one who is in charge of that particular tztoka fund is a man of great integrity. The reference to Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion as being involved with the kupashot tztoka, one will find a very very moving incident in Maseches Avodah Zorah that relates that particular case. Continuing in the Gemara, we have on the side, we've noted Memros Sherabi Avol. We're going to have there in the triangles, as you skim down the next few lines, you'll see comments of Rabbi Avol mentioned, and they'll be commenting on the praiseworthiness of tztoka and some additional information. Omar Rabbi Avol, Omar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bameh Torom Keren Yisrael. Through what can the glory of Israel be raised? Omar lo, but Tisa. We take a look at Rashi. Omar lo, but Tisa. In Bosa Loseis Rosham Behagbo, if you are interested in raising the kovod of Am Yisrael, Kach Meim Koifer Litzdoka. Of course, these words are a reference to the Parsha in Sefer Shmos, Parsha of Ki Tisa, where the Torah refers to the collection of the Matzos HaShekel. And it's considered a kofer, it's considered a form of atonement, and also thereby raising the glory of Am Yisrael. The Yom Rabbi Avo, Shalu es Shlomo ben David, they asked Shlomo HaMelech, Ad Heichon Koicha Shel Tztoka, Amar Lahem, Su'u Uru'u Ma Piresh David Abba. So So the answer is, if you take a look in psukim that were put together by my father, David HaMelech, then you'll see how far the koyach of tzedakah goes. Pasuk says, Pizar nosan le'evyonim, tzidkoso medes lo'ad, karnoi tarum b'kavod. That by distributing money amongst the evyonim, the poor, the merit lasts for a lifetime, and one's glory is thereby raised. Another approach, Rabbi Abba Amar Mehocha, to see the extent of the koyach of tzedakah, he cites a pasuk from Yeshaya. Hu meroyim mishkon mitzodoy sloim miskabo lachmo niton meimov ne'emonim. The Gemara explains, matam meroyim mishkon mitzodoy sloim miskabo. Why is it that one is zocha to dwell on high in fortresses of stone? Mishum da lachmo niton umeimov ne'emonim. So a person gains strength and heights through the distribution of his wherewithal to the needy. The Yomar Rabbi Avo, Shalu Shlomo, Eizeu Ben Oilem Habo, Omar Lahem, Kol She Kineged Zekenov Kovoid. We'll take a look at Rashi. Kineged Zekenov Kovoid. The question was, who is one who will merit Olam Habo, to be considered a Ben Olam Habo? The Rashi says, Oysom shecholkin lahem kovoid bo'olam hazeh machmas chochma ziknosam. One who grants honor to those who are wise. That's what the Rashi says is chochma ziknosam, through the wisdom that they've acquired. In fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin, if I'm not mistaken, says that the word zokein is zeh shekona chochma. It's a condensed, concise form of ze kono, that zokein. As you can see, we have a long maisa marking on the outside of the omid. We have written in the nose, maisa sheboy Rabbi Yosef braid Rabbi Yeshua ro olam ho'emes. We're going to see an incident where what some might consider, in today's terminology, a near-death experience, where he was apparently ceased to live, had a vision of had an encounter with the Olam HaEmes, the Chozar Lekan. He came back, the Tier, and he explained. He told us, Olam Hoful Kroisi. I saw an inverted world, and we'll see what that means. So the last point the Gemara had mentioned, that to be a zeichet to Olam Habo is one who gives kavod to the chachomim. Ki ha de Rav Yosef brei de Rav Yeshua cholash, took ill, ingid, and passed out, died. Amarle avua, and his father said to him when he came back, my choses, what did you perceive? What did you behold? Amarle. Olam hafuch ra'isi. I saw an upside down world. Elyonim lemata v'tachtonim lemala. Those are considered lofty in this world, high up, high positions, CEOs of all kinds of Fortune 500s. They were on the low rung. V'tachtonim, those who we saw in this world as being the lowly ones. Lamalo, they were high up. The son had described this as an oilam hofuch, an upside down world. Amale, the father said back, oilam bororoisa. Now you saw a world with great clarity. Father asked, Vianan hechi chazit sinon, and us, the Talmidei Chachomim, how were we, the Balei Torah, Rashi calls them, how were we considered in that world? Amale ki hechi de chashvinon hacha, chashvinon hasam. As we are considered choshev in olam hazeh, we remain choshev in olam haba. Veshamati shehoyu omrim, the son says, I also heard them saying, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudo biyodo. Fortunate is one who comes to olam haba with his learning in hand. V'shamati shehoyu omrim haruge malchus ein kol bria yecholo lamoy b'mechitzasan. That the haruge malchus, more we'll have to explain who they are, but no other can stand in their presence. Namely, they occupy a very special high place in that oilam. More asks, man ninu, who are the haruge malchus? If you think that those special people are reference to the what we call the Asora Haruge Malchus, Rabbi Akiva, who died al Kiddush Hashem, and other Rabbonim that unfortunately experienced the same fate, the Gemara says, no, that is not what was referred to the line before. Mishum Haruge Malchus Vesulo. You think that Rabbi Akiva and Chaverov, because of that aspect of their lives, they receive a special section in Olam Haba. Pshita, Belav, Hochinami, without having gone through that, by their simply having dedicated their lives to intense Torah study, the learning and the teaching of Torah, that would have alone merited their experiencing this special place in Olam Haba. They didn't need that additional feature, namely being a haruge malchus. Ela haruge lud. So who are the haruge lud? Rashi shares that information with us. We can look at it together inside. About halfway down is a Rashi haruge lud. Two names, Lulianus upapus achim. They are brothers. She horgom turianus rosha the lud. Kia, Lud for in short, Lud Kia, the one of the Roman officers killed these two gentlemen. Can I read Maseches Tainis, as the story is referred to, related over there? The Gzeiro Shnigzer Al Yisrael LaHashmid. It was a Gzeiro that the Jewish people were going to suffer annihilation. Al Shenimtzes Basmelech Haruga, a blood libel. They had found the daughter of the king murdered. The Choshtu es Yisrael Olea, and they suspected that the Jews are behind it. V'yomdu ho'achim halolu v'yomru ma'alochem al Yisrael. These two brothers arose and said, what do you want with the Jews? Anu harganua. We're the ones that murdered her. They are the Haruge Malchus, and because of their act of defense of Klal Yisrael, they merited a special place in Olam Haba where no one else can stand. Tanya. We have a Tanaic source that is quite long. As you can see, the frame includes quite a few lines of Gemara. Within the frame, toward the end of the medium-sized lines, there's a bracketed section, and we'll explain that when we get to it. Before we go into the source, you probably you're noticing that there's a lot of symbols and marking taking place in the source. So there's a series marking the diamonds. They represent a series of something that's going some in this case a series of names, and they will all be addressing the posuk that's found in the source. Posuk says Tzaka Teromim Goy V'Chesed Lumim Chatos. They'll explain that. We'll take a look at the comment on the outside of the page, the Nosei and the Mivneh, the double underline, and I hope you see that as you scan down. It appears that it also, the double underline is another one of our series markings. Ne'eneh means they responded to the challenge that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai posed to them. Can you explain what this means? So ne'eneh, each one responds, and we'll see that their responses as we go down. The diamonds are Rebbe, you know, this and that, different Rabbonim that explain. And we have written here, Peniyoso Shrab Yochan Ben Zaki LeTalmidov, he turns to his Talmidim Lishmo Hezber LePosuk Tztokat Romeim Goy LeChesed Lumim Chatos. Inside the Gemara, Tanya. Omar Lohen Rabbi Yochan Ben Zaki LeTalmidov, Bonai. He refers to his Talmidim as his sons. That's a true Mechanech. True Mechanech is the one who sees his Talmidim as being no less than his own natural sons. Mahu shomar hakosuf, stoka tromim goy v'chesed leumim chatos. Nene Rabbi Eliezer v'yomar. And what we've done in our Shas Ozer pre-marked edition, we've underlined consistently the sections of the pasuk that they will be addressing. So he says, stoka tromim goy, elu Yisrael. So Stoka raises the Goy. The Goy is in fact a reference to Am Yisrael. And that's why at the beginning of Lent we dashed underline Goy. That's the key word that serves to explain that Am Yisrael is called that, and hence that is inserted into the original pasuk, Stoka Tromem Goy. Stoka will raise the Goy, namely Am Yisrael. V'chesed lumim chatos, called Stoka v'chesed she'umois oibde koychovim oisin, chet hu lohen. The acts of righteousness that the oibde koychovim umos ha'olam, the heathens of the world, the umos ha'olam of the world, all their acts of righteousness and human concern and all other acts of benevolence are considered a chait for them. Why is that? She'enam oisim elo lehisgavel bo. As the Gemara uses the term chait, we'll give a possible interpretation. The word chait would be in contrast with something that's done of a pure nature, like we would say a mitzvah that one does l'shem performance, fulfillment of the Rotzon Hashem. That is the mitzvah. When something is done without that in mind, so it's a lower level. Why do Goyim perform these acts of righteousness and finery and niceties? It's in order to raise their own reputation, in order for them to achieve a good name, glorification, honor. Kamo she'nemar, and as it says in the following pasuk, but before we go on, just want to point out another marking feature that this special Shas Ozer edition features. This dashed line that you see repeats itself as we go down. Each one of the times it appears, it's the different rabbi's explanation of why the performance of Sukkah by the Goyim, by the Umos Olam, is considered their chait. In this case, it's She'enam Oisim Elo Lizgadobo. We'll see later, we can just skim down momentarily. The next one will say, She'en Oisim Elo Kadesh Tim Shach Malchusan. And we'll see another one that says, She'en Oisim Elo Lehis Yaherbo. And an additional one, She'en Oisim Elo Lecharef Oisonubo. So with the markings, you can quickly scan and see all the different opinions. Let's continue. We said that they do it for their own lihisgadelbo, their own word, lihisgadelbo, the word gadol, to aggrandizement, their improving their status in the eyes of the world. Kamo shenemar, di leheven mehakrivin michoichin lealoko shmaya, umatzlin lechaye malko uvnoi. The pasuk refers to the goyeshe ruler as giving funds to the Beis HaMikdash with the intent of his personal agenda. What's the personal agenda? It said in the end of the pasuk said l'matzlin chay malkuv noi, for the salvation, for the preservation of his life and his sons. Not doing the tzedaka and the dedication to the Beit HaMikdash in this case to seek favor in the eyes of Hashem in the sense of fulfilling a Rotzen Hashem, but for personal gain. That's lisgadable, for personal gain. There's now a bracketed section. If we were to skip the bracketed section, we would encounter the next opinion, Nene Rabbi Yoshua, as you can see. However, in the bracketed section, we have a note on the inside margin explaining why we place these brackets. We noted there, Achrei HaSograim, is after the Sograim, HaGemara Mamshicha Im Pirushei HaTanoim Al HaPosuk. The Gemara will continue with the Tanoim explanation of the Posuk. Besoch HaSograim, within the Sograim, HaGemara Makshe Al HaNemar Lefnei Kein, Inyan Stoker. The Gemara is going to challenge what we have just said. Hanosim L'Shem Matorah Mesuyemis. We've just said that one who gives with a personal agenda in mind, we said had a negative feature to it. We're going to challenge that right now. Mora asks, Uda Ovid Hochi Lavt Stoker Gemurahi. And one who does soccer with the intent of receiving personal benefit from the performance of the tzedakah, is that not a full and commendable form of tzedakah? Why do you call it chait? So HaTanya, we have a source that says, HaOmer, Sela ze l'tzedakah, b'shvil sheyichyu bonai, u'b'shvil she'ezke l'olam haba. One who gives tzedakah with that condition, that I'm giving this on account, in order that I should, that my son should live, and that I should be zeichel olam haba, reizeh tzadik gomur. He's a complete tzadik. So why did we say just before, based on the Pesuk in Ezra, that there was some kind of negative feature? Lo kasha. Kan v'Yisrael, kan v'oivei kechavim. When dealing with the Jewish people, the performance of tzedakah with a personal agenda is fine. The feeling being that the Jew, and Rashi brings this out, the Jew, when he gives the tzedakah, his kavon is to perform Rotzon Hashem, or the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the will of God. Rashi says, we can look at it together inside the Rashi, Kan v'Yisrael, kan v'oivei kechavim, Yisrael, Daiton l'shamayim, bein yichye, bein lo yichye. Einu maharach amidas hadin. Whether the son actually lives or doesn't live, let us say he gave with the intent that his son should live, and then lo and behold, the day after he gives tzedakah, the son, lo aleinu, dies. The Jew who gives tzedakah isn't going to question what happened. He won't question it. Aval akum eino kein, eino nosin, ela al nanas kein, v'im lo, im lav. When the goy gives his sukkah with this precondition, if his condition is not met, mitzharei, he'll regret. Continuing in the Gemara. Nene Rabbi Yeshua v'yomar, tzedakah terumah im goy, Elu Yisrael, dechtiv, umi kamcho Yisrael goy echad. We saw above. V'chesed lumim chatos, kol tzedakah v'chesed shumos avdik rechovim oisim, chaytu lahen. It's not considered meritorious. Why? Shein oisin ela kedei shetimshach malchusam. When the goyim give tzedakah, they give it in order for their empire to last, to continue. Shenemar, lahen malko malki yishaper alecho, V'chatech b'chtzok aprok v'avisich b'mechan anyin ein teve arko l'shalvosech. We saw this in a previous Gemara, in our Perek, where by giving the tzedakah, he gave it in order that his reign shall continue. We saw that with Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. Nene Rabbi Gamliel v'yomar, tzedakah terumah goy, elu Yisrael, dechtiv, umi kamcho Yisrael, v'chulei. V'chesed lumim chatos, kol tzedakah v'chesed she'akum oisim cheitu lahen, she'ein oisim elo lehis yaher bo. Their intent in giving aid to all kinds of causes, blood relief programs, all kinds of social benefits, etc. It's for their own sense of haughtiness. To say, look how good we are. Look how wonderful we are. Look how benevolent we are. Look how concerned we are with human rights. It's all in order to have the projectors projecting their spotlights on them. Look how wonderful we are. V'chol ha-misyoher noifel be-gehenem l'shenemar zed yohir let shmo oise ve'evras zodon v'ein evro elo gehenem shenemar yoim evro ha-yoim ha-hu. That posik is referring to the yoim ha-din. In the posik we had seen zed yohir, the word yohir is misyaher, to do with haughtiness. So the haughty one's ultimate end is Gehenna. Omar Rabban Gamliel, Adayin Onu Srichin Lamodoi. We need the great Rav from the Modoi region. Rabbi Eliezer Hamodoi Omer, Stoka Tromem Goy, Elu Yisrael, Dechtiv, Umikam Ko Yisrael Goy Echad. Vechesedu Mimchatos, Kot Stoka Vechesed Shaka Moisim, Chetu Lohen. Why? Shein oisin elo lecharef oisonu bo. Their intent of doing stoka is in order to put us down. The goyim will perform all kinds of acts of human rights, of benevolence, etc., with the end in mind of doing injustice to us, to put us down. Shinemar vayovei vayas Hashem kasher diber. Ki chatosem l'ashem v'lo shematem b'koyloi v'hoyo lochem adover hazeh. We'll take a look at Rashi. He gives a little more background to this. The Rashi says, v'yovei v'yas Hashem kasher diber ki chatosem l'ashem nevuzradon ka'omar lei le'yirmiya shoye megale es Yisrael le'bovel. The Roman leader, at the point that he was exiling the Jews, he said to Yirmiyahu, look what God has done to you. In our terms, look how great we are. We're the great Romans, and look where you are. Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zorah also relates how the Romans in the Yom HaDin try to claim great merit in all the wonderful things they've done for the population. One who wants to see more about that is recommended to go and learn Maseches Avodah Zorah on his way through Shas. The Gemara continues, Nene Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, the Omar, Stoka Toromeim Goy Vochesed the Yisrael. Ulumim Hatos. Notice his approach is slightly different than the approaches that we've seen before. Omar Lohem, Rabbi Yohan Zakeh v'Tamidov, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, Midivorai, Umidivreichem. The Fishu, noisin Stoka v'Chesed l'Yisrael, he ascribes Stoka and Chesed to Yisrael, La'akum Chatos. We dashed underline the expression Dvorai, the line before. Dvorai, the speaker there was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We did not notice his name in a diamond up till now. Mora points out, Michlal Dehu Nami Omar. Must be that he also commented on this pasuk, Mayi. So what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's comment? Disanyo. Omar Lohem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kishem Shachatos Mechaperes al Yisrael, just like a korban chatos atones for sins, Kach Stoka Mechaperes al Umos Olam. So too Stoka can serve as atonement for the Goyim. A chatos is something a Jew brings in the Beis Hamikdash that atones for us. Stoka, done by Goyim, serves to atone for them. It would appear that he has a rather benevolent attitude, very, very different than the Rabbonin before, viewing the performance of their stoka as being a form of chet. He looks at stoka as being a source of benefit to to the Umos HaOlam. Though in the printed editions of the Shas there appear a two dots, I believe that the continuation of the Gemara will be using some of the ideas mentioned up till now. If Ruhormis, Ime de Shovur Malka, Shotra Arba Mea Dinri, Lekame de Rabbi Ami, she sent 400 dinar to Rabbi Ami. In fact, we saw Ifru Hormiz. We have a note that we inserted here. We saw her on Dav Chesom and Aleph. She sent money to do a mitzvah rabbah. Here, she's sending 400 zuz to Rabbi Ami. Velo, kablinu. Rabbi Ami did not accept the money. Shadrinu kamei de rabbah. Vekablinu mishum sholom achus. He received the money because not to accept money from the queen mother would cause a diplomatic upheaval. So for Shalom Malchus purposes, he accepted the money. Why not receive the money? What's the big problem? That will be explained as we go on in the Gemara. Shama Rabbi Ami, Ikpid, Rabbi Ami, who himself did not accept the money, heard that Rava did, got upset. Omar, Rabbi Ami said, Les lay, do you not hold from the following posuk, Bivosh k'tzira tishobarno noshim bo'os miros osa? Rashi, Bivosh k'tzira tishobarno k'shetichle zchus shebiyodon. When the merits that are in their hands, in the hands of the goyim, they have merits, when that finishes, when they use up their merits, the goyim will disappear, will be broken when their merits are used up. So what's Rabbi Ami in effect saying? He's saying that by your accepting the money from the queen mother, you're actually granting her merits by her supporting us. Don't accept money from her. Virova. Notice the squiggle underline. The usage here of these squiggle underlines is to indicate a back and forth between Rabbi Ami and Rova. Virova. What was his consideration? Yishum shalom malchus. True, it might give them merit, but not to accept would cause immediate harm. Rabbi Ami nami. Mishum shalom malchus. The Gemara asks, what, Rabbi Ami doesn't consider that as an important consideration? So the Gemara answers, the Iboyele Limifliginu Leanie Oivde Krechovim. Rabbi Ami held as follows. One might accept the money, and one should accept the money so as not to consider, not to create a diplomatic upheaval. However, give the money to Goyish needy, to non-Jews who need the funds. So their merit would have been supporting the Jews. And Rabbi Ami understood that there is a Shalom Malchus consideration, but don't you take the money and then help to support Torah learning and other needy causes of the Jewish people. V'rova nami la'aniye oivde kechovim yavidu. Rova in fact did give the money to goyim, to poor goyim. For Rabbi Ami de'ikbid, Rabbi Ami, who was irate with Rova's behavior, who delo saimua kamei. He never heard the end of the story. He didn't hear that Rova had distributed the funds to aniye akum. With that, we conclude today's daf.